Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Interesting formation. Dart. Is he going to take off again? He might have to, but no, he finds an open man and hits him. Robinson stays in bounds. Robinson's going to go all the way for a touchdown. 35 yards. Whoa.
Sports, man.
I agree, Gil. Al Michaels on the call. Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. Jackson Dart. Touchdown. I look at that game yesterday. Joe, as I say good morning to you. The Niners could have taken Cam Scataboo, fourth round pick. We all knew he was going to be good. Why? Why couldn't we do it? Three touchdowns. Not one, not two, but three. I know Jackson Dart's got the swag. He's got the turtleneck. He's got the chain. He's high-fiving refs. He's going to be the story. We're going to laugh at the Philadelphia Eagles. They look like they're in shambles. Yes, they're 4-2. It doesn't look right. You know, we got the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday losing a heartbreaker to the Dodgers. It's kind of a love-hate relationship if you're a Giants fan for that game, a San Francisco Giants fan, that is. But there was a lot of action yesterday on a Thursday night. We're going to dissect it all. We have a huge game, and I mean huge game, this Sunday for the San Francisco 49ers. This is a statement game, potentially, for San Francisco, heading over across the country, Tampa Bay, one of the darlings right now of the league. Everyone's talking about Baker being in the MVP discussion. It's so damn early, but you know what? He's playing well. That offense is incredible. That rookie wide receiver, Egbuka, is incredible. That defense, you know, can fly around, but it hasn't been their defense. It's been their offense. Mac Jones, limited in practice yesterday, not throwing a lot. There is so much on the line this weekend, Joe. And coming off that Eagles loss yesterday where everyone thought, hey, heading into the season, it's the Eagles and everyone else. It's wide open. It is wide open, Joseph.
Similar to how the entire country is looking this morning at the New York Giants saying, was that just a divisional game where things get a little weird on short rest? And, you know, you've got one team that maybe took another team a little lightly heading into the game. I think a lot of the country was super impressed with the Niner victory, but then they take a step back against the Rams. They take a step back and they say to themselves, do it again. Because isn't that what we do in society?
Yeah.
Do it again. This game, you win this weekend, I think it will unite the Niner fan base and the country in saying, yeah, the Niners are legitimately one of the top handful of teams in the NFC and could represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. If you go down to Tampa, you slay Baker in any way or outlast him, If you go down there and you do it with Mac Jones and no Kittle and possibly no Pearsall, a limited Jennings, no Bosa, yeah, I think it sends a signal to the entire league.
888-957-9570. We're going to be fired up about this game all day long on 95.7 The Game. Not just us, Steiny, Goo, Willard, and Dibs. We're going to be breaking down this thing because it is. Like, of all the games this weekend that can, like, all the teams that can make the biggest statement, I do think the Niners have the chance to make the biggest statement win this week. If you go 4-0 with your backup quarterback and Mac Jones and that redemption arc keeps getting stronger and stronger, oh, yeah, people are going to be talking about the San Francisco 49ers nationally Monday. All the get-ups, all the first takers, all that stuff. And I know we like to block out the noise. Oh, who cares what they say? No, I do. Yeah, talk about us. Because you know what? Your beloved Philadelphia Eagles that dominate the headlines, and I get it, they're the Super Bowl champs. And listen, they're 4-2, and they had problems last year. They were 2-2 at one point, and they reel off a bunch of wins, and they figured it out. And that Eagles team, this one might figure it out too. But you know what? We were talking about it before the season, Joe. It's not like I fear anyone in the NFC right now. No team has a legitimate huge fear factor to them. Every team has a flaw right now. So if people want to say and poke holes in the 49ers roster and say, yeah, but, you know, they don't have Nick Bosa. Then Kittle's is still out. You know, what are they going to get from Brandon Ayuk? Well, I could poke holes everywhere else, too. Why not the Niners? Why not the San Francisco 49ers?
You know, it's interesting. As we're watching the entire league and everything that's going on, I ask myself, like, who's even able to practice for the Niners?
Oh, my God.
Right now. Like, Mac Jones is limited, and he said, like, you know, we'll see where I'm at on Sunday with, like, a wry little smile. Do you have that sound?
I'll grab it.
It was ridiculous. And, you know, I think there's been an overarching theme from all the guests that we've had on this year, whether it's Tony Dungy, whether it's Brian Baldinger, whether it's Drew Bledsoe, Jerry Rice. Everyone's kind of said the same thing, especially the old guard. We don't practice enough. We don't plan the preseason enough. And I think that there's this misnomer that's gone on. And I saw it on a Michael Irvin podcast where some younger players were talking about Deion Sanders. And they were like, yeah, Deion could guard Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice. He couldn't guard the modern players. And Michael Irvin went crazy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm with Michael Irvin. First off, we just disrespect the older generations at every turn. I have this theory. And I'm watching it last night, and I know Carter's pulling some sound, and I want to get to it. Individual training has never been better in the NFL. I personally believe all of these injuries that are going on right now, guys are so finely tuned on individual drill work that their bodies are wound so damn tight that things are snapping all over, all right? All over. And I think that we have worked on individual training. Think of Jonathan Kuminga. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't have 18 straight years of playing organized basketball under his belt. You know what he does have, though? The last decade and a half of individual with the ball, on-ball training. But that's not where he, like, really struggles. He struggles on, like, spacing in a 5-on-5. He struggles with feel on how deep or how tight to play someone. Even Brandon Pajemski, who I know at some point we're going to get to today, I think he struggles with how high to play someone, how low to play someone, where to move without the ball. One of the big problems is that all these young players have been working individually with a trainer with the ball in their hand. No one works in 3-on-3 and 5-on-5 settings without the ball in their hand. And it's why the European players, Jokic and Luka, come into the league, and they look like 30-year vets.
Yep. Team fundamentals is basically what you're getting at.
Ricky Pearsall is individually training probably as hard as any player ever, right? Christian McCaffrey, individually training as hard as any player ever. I don't deny any of those things. Nick Bosa doing that. They don't practice as a team enough. And you see this across sports. Situational awareness is as dumb as it's ever been. How many guys are going to drop the ball at the half-yard line? Like, honest to God.
It's ridiculous.
I never saw this in the 80s. Ever. Ever. Never saw it in the 90s? Never saw it in the O's. Did you?
Well, actually, someone released a video of like all like the famous people that have done it. Ed Reed did it once upon a time.
And Ed Reed was drafted, came out in 2004.
Exactly. Well, you said early 2000s, so I'm saying.
When did he do it? 2010s?
No, he did it like early on in his Ravens career. He was like a rookie, I think, when he did it. So he probably
came out 03,
yeah.
04.
So yeah, but people have done it, and even bigger names, Jonathan Taylor amongst others.
Joe, we had three in two weekends.
You asked the question. People have done it, but it seems like it's more prevalent recently.
An epidemic.
Yeah.
All right. Situational awareness is as worse as it's ever been. I look at all these teams in the playoffs. Why do we do this in the NBA? Well, you got to go through the crucible of getting there and then losing, because you have to learn how to play as a unit in these tight games. Just because you can break your defender off the dribble, well, what are you going to do when those two or three help defenders come over and sag? How are you going to react then? So last night in the Phillies Dodgers game, there was a play where it's bases loaded. It's the 11th inning. There's two outs. It's the 11th inning. It's bases loaded. There's two outs. And you have a comebacker. And here's what it sounded like on the broadcast.
That's right. Pajes breaks his pad. Kirkring got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win.
Brian Anderson on the call for Turner Sports yesterday as the Dodgers advanced to the NLCS for the second consecutive year.
I've had these conversations with Bill Lasky. I've had these conversations with FP, who used to be on the show and on this station. I've had them with lots of different people. My buddy Chase, we were just talking about this literally just the other day, played for the Atlanta Braves. And I'm like, the lack of situational baseball being played every day by these guys, they can all hit fastballs. If you throw 101 straight, dude, these guys are tagging it farther than they ever have. How about the breaking ball in the dirt with a runner on second and third and less than two outs? Can they hit a choppy ground ball to second and move both runners over? That was the story of the Giants' season, of what they couldn't do this year. Yesterday, comebacker, bases loaded. Even if you're taking two steps in, that guy from third base gets a great break. He's already 7, 8, 9 steps off the bag, taking a lead in that situation, and you're throwing home? You're throwing home? The plays to one. And I think it is a microcosm of where we are in sports in general. Individual skill has never been better. Team situational sports feels like it fails more teams than I've ever seen before. And this is what separates teams like the Golden State Warriors. This is what separates teams like the Kansas City Chiefs. Situationally, they play great football. They don't make mistakes. They've been in a zillion tight games. Situationally this year, who's been good? Oh, the +8, I'm talking about point margin of difference, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
They've played in a lot of tight games, and they look really good right now. I think you're seeing across sports the lack of situational play is really crushing teams in the biggest moments. And it was on display yesterday.
888-957-9570 is the number for you to participate. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney Sex Line. Plus, we are streaming on YouTube all day long, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. So I got to ask, you know, San Francisco sports fan Joe Shaskis, how are you feeling this morning after watching just the Eagles. They took a big fat L yesterday.
Well, that was great.
You got the Phillies going home.
Yeah, but the Dodgers.
That's what I was getting at. So do you feel better about the both Philadelphia teams losing, or do you feel worse that the Dodgers advanced?
I feel like the Dodgers are going to win it all now. It just sucks. I mean, Toronto, help us. You're our only hope. You know, like, that's what I feel like right now.
No faith in the Mariners or the Tigers?
Come on. The Mariners, they're the only team in baseball that's never been to a World Series. Think about it. It's
well, in my lifetime, I've never seen the Brewers, I guess, did once upon a time.
Yeah.
The Brewers ever won one? I don't think they've ever won a World Series.
Do you know who Robin Yount is?
Yeah, did he win a World Series?
I'm just saying, the Mariners are the only team that's never been to a World Series.
Okay.
Every other team has. And so
they've never lost one either, is what you're saying. So come on. Come on, Joe. You gotta work with me here. Come on. Have faith.
It just feels like. And the Dodgers are a great example. Like, the Dodgers just don't beat themselves. They've got a lot of guys. Think about it. Shohei Ohtani's played a lot of baseball. That's obvious. But Freddie Freeman, how many playoff games has Freddie Freeman played? How about Mookie Betts? Mookie Betts won a World Series in 2018 with the Boston Red Sox. 2018.
He's won three of them.
All right. So think of how many high situational games that these guys have played in year after year after year. Last year, you referenced it earlier today. What did in the Yankees? Horrific defensive situational baseball.
Yep.
Right?
Whether it was Aaron Judge, whether it was not covering first, Garrett Cole, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. Yeah, it's time and time again. And I see this. Last night, I think Monday night was another example of it. We're turning the ball over at the 1 yard line, yeah. Trevor Lawrence. We're throwing an interception for a pick 99 at the end zone, Patrick Mahomes. Like, what? Rich Gannon used to say on broadcasts, turning the ball over in the red zone is like killing a baby. Now, that is extreme. That is extreme.
But that's the mindset of MVP, Rich Gannon.
But yeah, that's the old school way of thinking about it, you know? And I keep coming back to situations. When was the last time you think that pitcher on the mound from the bullpen?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did PFPs, pitcher fielding practice.
Orion Kirkring is the pitcher's name.
What do you think? March?
Sure.
March? So you're going to go all year and never take a ground ball and work on situations? When was the last time you seen a Major League Baseball team take infield, outfield, work on cuts?
Sam's there every day.
When was the last time you've seen these bullpen guys work on their pickoff move? How many guys take a high leg? These are just things I think of. How many situations do we see where teams are taking delay of games, Jacksonville Jaguars, over and over and over? They literally can't get the play call in. So I think individual skill is through the roof right now. These guys are infinitely talented individually, but there are these game situations where we just see boneheaded mistakes over and over and over again. And I keep coming back to, I just don't think we put enough emphasis into practice. We are playing all these games for television money, and it makes a lot of sense because it funds the entire league and people are filthy rich over it. We have reduced NFL practice time. Offensive line play's never been worse. Cohesion's never been worse. Coverage is getting blown every handful of plays. You can see this. I don't think we're building up the callus of hitting because we're not allowing teams to hit anymore. I think that's why you're seeing guys, you know, go through all the injuries, the severe season-ending injuries that we see. And in baseball, I mean, how many dumb mistakes do you need to see? Like last night, bases loaded, comebacker, you're going one. You're going one. It's just, it boggles my mind. And then we get back to the Kuminga-Pajemski kind of the Golden State Warriors.
It all comes full circle.
No, but I think this is important. Like, it's why I despise the way James Harden plays. Because James Harden plays a brand of basketball that is me, 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 me. Oh, shot clock's winding down. Throw it to you. Do something. 3 seconds. That's not beautiful basketball. When the Warriors are humming at their best, we know they've got guys that have been playing high IQ, read and react, sophisticated basketball based off how the defense is playing you. Right? Their offensive sets are all based on misdirection, trying to get you to over-pursue, think about shooting from the outside so he can go back door. It's a very sophisticated feel. So just because you work on individual skill, Moses Moody, James Wiseman, Jonathan Kuminga, doesn't mean you're prepared in a 5-on-5 setting to be able to contribute on both ends of the ball. So I just think this is a larger sports issue right now. Look at all the youth kids that you see that you're covering. Like all these kids, they're all working with individual trainers. Who's working on individual situations with a team? I ask it out loud. I know I'm going on a rant here, but it's driving me nuts.
You're clearly passionate about it.
And you brought up Scataboo.
Yeah.
Scataboo will not, like, wow you away in shorts and a tank top.
He is a big guy, though. He's like, but to your point,
he's not running a 4.240.
He's not Saquon Barkley on the other side.
No, yes. But you said it at the beginning. Dude, watch the games. This guy was bowling.
Did we watch that?
He was bowling.
People thought Texas was the best team in college football last year in that playoff.
Joe, he was unbelievable.
Arizona State should have beaten him.
And I'm not saying
he was the best player in that game.
And I'm not saying measurables shouldn't factor into this. Of course, like, you want to get the biggest, strongest people. Falling to the fourth round? When we all knew, yeah, he's probably going to be really good. Like, we all knew it. Like, the bust factor on Cam Scataboo was pretty low. Would we agree? Like, he's not going to be, you know, unplayable. Like, the Niners drafted who? James Jordan? He can't even get on the field.
Jordan James in the fifth round.
He can't even get on the field.
I mean,
he can't even get on the field.
Who would you rather have right now, Cam Scataboo or Jordan James? It's not even close.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
Because that's something in my throat. But
you
can't even say it with
a straight face.
He's been the best. Like, it hasn't been Ashton Gentry.
It's insane.
It hasn't been Cross Kamara, who's been pretty good. It's been Cam Scataboo, who's been the best rookie. He was a fourth round pick.
Yeah, I'll take it on the reverse direction. Like, Arch Manning. I've seen people still throw Arch Manning in the first round of draft. Are you watching games?
They're actually calling him Golden Arch Manning because he's going to be working at McDonald's pretty soon.
Joe, this guy needs at least 25 more starts, right? Like, I mean, come on.
Was that mean? Was that mean-spirited?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, but, like, this is where I'm saying, like, can we watch the games? Trevor Lawrence has been playing for 5 straight years. The guy can't get a play call in time.
Well, he also can't. He doesn't know when to slide out or inbounds, depending on whatever situation it is. We'll pick this up on the other side because you brought up a good point there. The 49ers aren't beating themselves right now.
No.
And we have yet to see a Mac Jones type of a game.
I agree.
Where he loses it.
And Joe,
people are waiting for the slipper to fall on this guy, Joe, both locally and nationally. I promise you. Can he keep this thing going this Sunday?
He started.
Can he throw a ball? I don't know.
He started 50 NFL games. There's something to be said for that.
There is. And we're going to discuss it on the other side. We got Matt Lively joining us at 7 o'clock. KPIX Channel 5. He was at Niners practice yesterday. Get the lay of the land on that practice where Mac Jones barely threw at all. We'll get to Mac himself, what he had to say about it, if he's going to be ready to go this Sunday in Tampa Bay. Plus, we'll talk to Tom Krasnicki. Who's Tom Krasnicki? It's a great last name. Afternoon drive host for WDAE in Tampa. 21 years in Tampa. He's also a tortured Jets fan, so maybe we'll poke some fun at that. But he knows the lay of the land down in Tampa Bay when it comes to all things Buccaneers. So we'll talk to Tom at 8:30. Plus, your calls, your texts, all of that next. And it's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Yes, they play two separate positions. That is Pajemski and Kuminga.
Correct.
Right? I think where the frustration lies is that even though Pajemski does so many good things on the floor, he also makes mistakes. You and I were looking at the film yesterday, and I just showed you a handful of things that bug me as a coach. And every coach has different things that bug them. But Pajemski's allowed to play through the mistakes, and so he's able to contribute more. And the equivalent frustration, I guess, would be this. When Kuminga does something wrong, this is the feeling, is that when Kuminga doesn't do something, he looks over his shoulder, and who's checking in at the scorer's table? Oh, here comes Anthony Lamb.
Mm.
Or Jeremy Lamb, or whatever his name was.
It was Anthony Lamb.
When Kuminga makes a mistake, he looks over his shoulder. Oh, here comes Guy Santos. Now, I showed you the first, whatever, 4 minutes of Pajemski coming into the game the other day. It would be the equivalent of him coming flying out, running up on a point guard who blows right by him, which destroys the integrity of the rest of the defense, and now it becomes 4-on-5, and everyone else is in scramble mode because he's over-pursuing someone at the top of the key who is a non-threat with the ball 50 feet away from the hoop. And then Pajemski would look over his shoulder, and in comes Pat Spencer. Notice how that doesn't happen?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's an inconsistency in these situations. And I do believe there are some guys that get the benefit of the doubt of hustler guy. And obviously Pajemski is a hustler guy. He is.
I
think that, though, we have mislabeled, taking a charge doesn't mean you're a great defender. He is good at taking charges. I don't think he's a good defender. He doesn't move his feet laterally. He really can't guard bigger players, which is not his fault. I think he's a backup point guard. But in the role that he's been thrust into, he's guarding sometimes twos and sometimes bigger ones who are ball handlers. I think he gets way too tight on those guys, too far away from the hoop, and then gets blown by because of the slow lateral quickness. And then it ruins the integrity. But when you play heavy minutes alongside two, not just one, two of the generationally great help defenders in Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, it does mask some of your defensive, correct, you know, inefficiencies. So, yeah, dude, he's a really good rebounder. There's a lot of long rebounds. He does hustle after, and he gets credit for that. And he does want to dive on the floor. Like, dude, no doubt about it. But don't take hustler guy as great defender guy. Those are two separate skills. And I just think at times, I think the Kuminga crowd has felt that every mistake, and I would feel this way, every mistake that Kuminga makes is highlighted, and then he's looking over his shoulder, and in comes Guy Santos, in comes Anthony Lamb. I'm just using examples. Whereas Pod smokes a wide-open bunny, you don't see Pat Spencer checking into the game.
Yeah.
You don't see Brad Wanamaker getting up, even though he wasn't on the team during Pajemski's time. So I think it is a little different. And if you can't see the nuance in it, I get it. That's how I think I view it at times. I like Pods. I think he's a really good player. But I do believe that both players, unfortunately, are a lightning rod for, I think, frustrations overall of the coach and the organization. And it does suck that we pit them against each other. I'm a Warrior fan. I don't want to see them pit against each other.
Both players are extremely flawed. It's okay to say that.
Yeah, and they both bring things to the table.
Correct.
I would say right now, Paz probably brings a little more to the table.
A little more of that what Steve Kerr is asking from him right now, from the team, for the team in general. And I think a little bit about what Pods does, Steve Kerr wants to see in Kuminga, and maybe vice versa, too. Like, you can't tell me that Anthony Edwards would rather see, you know, Jonathan Kuminga defending him than a Prana Pajemski. He's like, oh, Pajemski, yeah, please. Get on me. We saw him in the playoffs, Joe. You can't hide in the playoffs. These guys will attack you. There's a reason. You know, players like Josh Giddey, when he was on the Oklahoma City Thunder, got played off because they looked at him as food defensively at times. And he didn't have a place because he couldn't shoot the ball. Pajemski, and he, listen, this is what I also want to say and stress. These guys are still, and I get why we do this, because there's a finite window with the old guys on the team. But Pods and Kuminga are still so young in their development in the league.
Sure.
I know they've been around a while, but they are still young in their development. You have got to take the good with the bad at times, but we've become so impatient because of this window with the big three. And any mistake, and more so for Kuminga, I agree with you, is going to be heightened times 1,000. And the fact that everyone's on their Twitter fingers real quick, everyone's on social media. Do you see that? Yeah, we see everything.
Well, and also, if you play basketball at any level, it is easier to be a contributor when the ball's in your hand a little more, as opposed to being an off-ball player.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think this is a knock on either side. It's just like, I think it's an easier transition if you're a ball handler to get a feel for the flow of the game and get touches and be able to contribute in a way that will fill up the box score and will also look aesthetically pleasing. It's a lot more difficult to understand how to set a screen, you know, and how to move without the ball and how to fill the appropriate space. And sometimes you roll to the basket and the defense honors you and someone else pops open for a wide open three. They get credit for the three. Someone else gets credit for the assist, but you don't get credit for the roll.
So we're talking about the comparing and contrasting styles of how we talk about certain players. And in this case, particularly Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga. This is what we're reacting to, what Shasky's feeling so damn passionate about this morning. And I agree with them. This is what Willard and Dibbs had to say in their discussion yesterday on their show. About one Brandon Pajemski defensively.
What if I said this? Boy, what a weird thing for somebody to be like, dude, your best skill set is taking charges. Hey, when did the dirty work guy become someone you don't like? Kevon Looney made a career in this town out of being Johnny Dirty Work.
Yeah, and that was more of a backhanded compliment toward Pajemski.
Yeah, like, if you are... How tall is he? What is he, 6'4"?
6'5", yeah.
Okay, and you're getting a lot of rebounds, and you're taking charges, and you're the floppy-headed guy who doesn't look like he belongs. Like, you don't fit the picture of an NBA player. Isn't that the guy that fans usually gravitate to?
Again, like, yeah, I think people do gravitate toward that, but I just, for me, taking a charge doesn't make you a great defender. It doesn't. Like, these are different skill sets. Taking a charge is, he is good at that. And I have a whole separate beef with block charges. And, you know, once a player picks up his dribble and is attacking the hoop, I just find it really difficult when a guy slides underneath you. Pods has perfected that. I mean, almost in the way Harden has perfected the sweep through. But he's not a great defender. I would love to sit down and watch film with someone like I've done with you in the mornings where I'm right. Like, just what? Like, great defense isn't just about being an on-ball defender or getting a charge or getting a rebound. Those are aspects that make you a solid all-around defender, but there's much more that goes into it. Like, for example, Kamara, the kid for the Blazers. Nobody's going to say, oh, he's a hustle guy. Look how many charges he's taking. That guy is an elite defender.
He also had 31 elite. Charges last year. He had 31. He had led the league in charges drawn last year.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Kamara's ridiculous. And I don't need to explain how great he is defensively because of charges. It's kind of funny because
false equivalency. I'm glad that you brought up Kamara and Tumani Kamara. For those of you who don't know, you saw him on the Portland Trailblazers. Not exactly a household name, but if you watched the game the other day, the preseason game, the guy flashes. Yeah, the size, the youth, the athleticism. But if you're just going to go to the charges drawn totals, like just the totals last year, it's not exactly a great list of like great defenders.
It's kind of like when I hear people, I mean, I'm the best pitch framer in the game. It's like, dude, when we talk about the all-time greats, pitch framing, I'm talking about for catchers, like with Pat Bailey, like we're really searching deep to try to find a stat to support why you think someone's good.
So you had Tumani Kamara, 31 charges.
He's excellent.
Austin Reeves, 22, not exactly an elite defender, no one would say, by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, boy, does he get a great whistle.
There you go. Jalen Brunson, undersized. I don't think he's a great defender.
No, he's crummy.
20 charges.
And he's a guy who gets another great whistle.
Brandon Pajemski, tied at 20. And then you got Tim Hardaway Jr. at 18, who I actually don't think is, at this point, a very good defender. And then you got, like, legit, like, Isaiah Joe, OKC,
yeah.
Draymond Green. Keegan Murray, Cameron Payne, and then Gabe Vincent to round out the top 10.
Well, look, I'll close the book on this conversation. It's just, I think both guys bring things to the table, but to say that just because you're taking charges, you're a great defender, that's like saying, hey, Todd Linden took three wrong routes, dove for a ball, and made a catch. What a great catch. It's like, no, actually, he got a horrible break on that ball and ran in the wrong direction and then had to go backwards and go in the other direction. You know who has a lot of diving catches the last year? A lot of them.
Hoomst.
Elliot Ramos. Is he a great defender?
No.
But he's made a lot of diving catches, has he not?
Yes.
Yeah, because he gets poor breaks on the ball. Like, there's context with a lot of these things.
It's funny you bring that up, because I always thought about a guy when people would say, and we'll break here in a second, yeah. Sammy. Yoenis Cespedes was such an interesting case study on this, because the amount of times he either over-pursued, under-pursued, just messed up at basic fielding, but he had such a cannon of an arm.
He could make up for
maybe
it.
One of the best I've ever seen. He'd make up for it with a wild play, but it shouldn't have been that close of a play is what I'm getting at, Joe.
Dude, there are so many guys. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was a guy that also, like, he took some funky routes, but his arm, Vladimir Guerrero Sr.
Senior, not
he took
first.
Some funky routes, but his arm would make him look unbelievable.
Absolutely.
You know who I'd rather have in right field? Ichiro.
There you go. Matt Lively coming up at 7 o'clock in the next segment. Who's Matt Lively? Well, I'm glad you asked. Sports anchor for KPIX, fifth quarter with Vern Glenn. Guys tapped in on all things Bay Area sports. He goes to all these practices. We'll get the lay of the land yesterday at Niners practice, because the injury report, spoiler alert, was very, very long.
Nobody can practice.
Nobody can practice.
Joe, this is insane.
Do we have a quarterback that can throw a ball on Sunday? We'll ask Matt on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's why I love this matchup for Mac Jones.
Why?
Their defense doesn't look right. Their linebackers don't look right.
Tampa's.
Yes. And Shanahan loves to expose linebackers, especially over the middle, and makes them guard on the deep crossers, the in routes, makes them make decisions. And I think that this is a, to me, as much as this is about Mac Jones, we'll get into the Mac Jones aspect, I think Christian McCaffrey has a monster game this weekend. And by monster, I don't care what he does as a running back. Overall yards, how are you racking them up? Get me 120 scrimmage yards. We win this game. I could feel it in my bones. And when they win this game.
There's a conversation we're going to have at some point today about Christian McCaffrey. Because what he has been able to do this season, I do think is underappreciated, both locally and nationally. We have not talked enough about the man, Christian McCaffrey, and what he's been able to do. Not running. Like, they haven't been able to run the ball. Might be one of the best receivers in football right now. Legitimately, just go to the stats. He's up there in all the categories.
So he's on pace to have a season that would be better than Brandon Ayuk or Debo's best season as a receiver. That's crazy.
Joe, I could make the argument the best receiver on Sunday is not the guy that everyone's going to be talking about, Emeka Egbuka. It might be Christian McCaffrey. That's insane. So we're going to have a conversation about that. 9 minutes, we got Matt Lively, KPIX, Channel 5. He was at practice yesterday, and I do want to hear what Mac Jones had to say, because you alluded to it earlier. The guy's not throwing a lot of practice?
It's just insane.
What version of Mac are we getting on Sunday?
This whole thing is just insane. There is like a Kurt Schilling-like quality going on right now. I mean, obviously,
miss me with the ketchup sock, please.
No, but like playing when you're clearly hurt. Right? People love that. Like, you win people over with your toughness. Do they not?
No, for sure. I just, the Kurt Schilling thing. I don't want to go on a tangent here. But yes, you're right.
I'm only saying that because it's October.
I know.
And I think of someone like Byron Leftwich. Like, when he was at Marshall and he's getting carried by his linemen because he literally physically cannot run down the field to be able to finish the drive. And he's just gutting it out. Like, we love that in sports. We love seeing our guys gut through it.
Well, why do you think Baker is so loved in that locker room? He puts his head down.
No doubt.
Time in and time out just to run for it. Like, he'll put his body on the line multiple times.
There is a Brett Favre-like quality to Baker Mayfield. Favre was so talented. I mean, best player in the league for five straight years.
The arm talent is just undeniable.
Yeah. For Baker?
For Favre, I'd say much better arm.
I think Baker's got a great arm.
But Baker does. I'm saying Favre is...
Oh, Favre's one of the greatest arms ever.
Top five.
Yeah, one of the greatest arms ever. Also reckless.
Yeah, right? Extremely.
And Baker at times can be a little reckless, but I just think there's a gunslinger, gritty, just kind of like raw way that he plays that reminds me a lot of Favre. He's not as big as Favre. Yes, the arm isn't as good. I'm just saying stylistically, they remind me very much of each other.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to your point about why the 49ers might be able to feast offensively, if you just go to points per game, miss me with the yardage, miss me with all the other stuff, just points allowed per game. They are bottom 10. Like, and the meaning bad. They allow 24.6 points per game. Juxtapose that with what the Niners defense is doing. Again, early, but I can only go off with what we're seeing so far this season. Niners are top 10, only allowing 19.6 points per game, Joey. So for as much as like the yardage could get stacked up, they could be bend, don't break. And that is good enough right now for a team without their best defensive player in Nick Bosa. I do think you and I are going to be in lockstep, though. For as much as the Rams' offense presents problems, like Robert Saleh knows them. Robert Saleh knows that team, that 100%. Head coach, that scheme, all of it. So he did have somewhat of an upper hand there. I do think this is the best offense we're going to see so far this season in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I would agree. And your point about Nick Bosa. So with him, now he got hurt early, but weeks 1 through 3, only 265 yards allowed per game, almost 2 sacks a game, 35% pressure rate, 16 points allowed. Without him, weeks 4 and 5, almost 400 yards allowed, under half a sack a game, half the pressure rate, only 17%, and 8 more points per game, 24.5. So, yeah, their defense is going to have to, they just have to make a couple of plays in this one. Get some stops, make a couple of plays. I think the bend, don't break mentality is kind of what they're going to have to take all year. Could they finally get a freaking interception?
Oh, my God.
12, 11, 13 games, however many it's been. Can they get an interception?
You know who's going to get it? I'm calling it. The first interception this season, I don't know if it's this Sunday, it's going to be Fred Warner. It's going to be the linebacker. I don't know if it's going to be Demo Lenore or any of the other secondary players, Siegel, Renardo Green, Mustafa, who might play this Sunday. I think it's going to be Fred Warner.
I would love to see
him. He is able to just do it. He's got good hands for a linebacker. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Speaking of Mac Jones, all eyes are going to be on Mac this Sunday.
He wins this game.
What version of Mac are we going to see? Limited in practice, obviously, the oblique and knee injury. This is Mac talking about his status heading into Sunday yesterday.
I mean, the game's not today, right? So I don't really do like the theoretical questions, but definitely feel like I have a good plan in place, and the game's on Sunday, and we'll see how I feel when we get there.
I think he'll be okay. I think they're being extra cautious with him, not wanting to re-aggravate anything. Just keep him on ice, knows what he's doing. And for Mac, Joe, just keep doing what you're doing. Limit the mistakes, play within yourself, and take the shot when you see it. That's what he's been able to do so well early on, and it's so refreshing. And it's honestly what the thing that Brock was struggling with last year and in a couple games this season is not really taking what the defense has given you, not taking the layups when they're presented, trying to force it, trying to make the big play. Mac being able to play within himself right now and against a defense, like I said, that gives up a lot of points per game here, they're going to have opportunities to pick apart this secondary. I'd expect a little bit more from what I saw last week, and just more of a controlled passing game. I don't know what the running game is going to look like, Joe. Maybe this is the week everyone surprises us, and we get a 100-yard rusher. When you get a first rushing touchdown.
I've kind of given up on the rushing.
What comes first, the interception or the rushing touchdown? 888-957-9570.
I think the interception.
Okay.
Mark that tape. I do. I think the interception. I think we're going to get one this week. I think also Baker's going to tear us up. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Yeah, I do. I really do. I think this might be the week, though. This might be the week where if you win this game, I think every Niner fan would probably be thinking the same thing. Well, you can't bench him now. You can't bench him now.
Oh, boy.
Just allow yourself to dream a little. They win this game. And Mac looks solid. I'm not even going to say great. What do you do?
What do you mean, what do you do?
What do you do?
Okay, in this hypothetical, Brock Purdy is healthy, and he says he's ready to go. The team doctors say he's ready to go. They tell Kyle Shanahan, and you don't think Kyle's just going to say, okay, Brock, you're back in there.
I think you wait another week. I do.
Just to be safe?
Yeah.
Well, and then what
and
if
I'm riding the hot hand.
Well, what if he wins another week? And then you're just saying, wait another week again?
I mean, look, I'm just going week to week.
I think I would be shocked if he's available to play Brock Purdy. The doctors sign off of him. He all feels great. Everyone gives the thumbs up. And then Kyle Shanahan says no. He can't be the backup.
Guys.
He cannot be the backup at any point this season, Joe.
Brock Purdy?
Yes. That would be a suspect look.
Look, who knows where this thing's going, all right? But here's what I would say to you. You cannot bench Mac if you win this game and he's still healthy enough to play next week. Guys, this is one of the top contenders in the NFC.
Well, hold on.
Let's play this exercise then.
If you do, are you going to be mad that Brock Purdy's back and healthy?
No, it's not about being mad. I'm riding the hot hand.
So I'm saying, why can't they?
Because the vibes would be through the roof.
But you don't think the vibes of the locker room, man, our backup just went 4-0. Now we get our starting quarterback back that took us to a Super Bowl. Let's go. He's healthy, right? Let's just act it out.
I'm sure you could have the duality of both feelings, but to me, I'm not messing with what's going on right now. I'm taking it week to week, day to day. Look, there's a plausible, outcome here where Mac can't even finish the game, and this is all a moot point because he's so injured. Got to do practice this week, really. So I'm taking it day to day. But if he beats the Bucs, come on, Niner fans.
Don't kid yourself. No, it's going
to
be crazy.
Do not kid yourself.
It's going to be
It's going to be Mac attack Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leading up to the Atlanta game.
Where are the Niner fans at? Are you viewing this Sunday as a statement game for the San Francisco 49ers? Because I absolutely am. I mean, the Eagles lost last night. You got the Detroit Lions that are 4-1. Obviously, the Bucs are 4-1. And then you're the other team that's 4-1 in the NFC. Why not the 49ers? Win this Sunday? The league is going to be officially be on notice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.